Wake up. Wake up. Wake up, sailor. Breathe for me. It's okay. You're safe now. No, no, no. Please don't struggle. Relax. You're safe. You're not drowning anymore. See? You can breathe now. There's no reason to panic. Oh, you don't remember? Your ship sank in the storm. I found you floating unconscious in the wreckage. Had I been a minute later, I don't know that I could have saved you. The sea was kind to lead me to you. Oh, I'm sorry. Of course you can't see. I forgot you humans don't have eyes to see this far in the deep. Let's see. I think I have a lamp. Somewhere. Oh, there it is. And I light it like this. Perfect. Perfect. Now you can see. Oh, hey, just stop screaming. I'm not going to hurt you. How rude. Didn't you hear me say that I rescued you? Is that any way? I knew humans could be ungrateful, but I hoped you at least could show a bit of respect to the one who saved you. Well, I suppose if you hadn't met a kraken before, it may be a bit surprising to suddenly see one. We are rather known for how powerful and dangerous we can be. You'd do well to remember that before showing me any disrespect. Understand? Good. Now, I didn't mean to frighten you, dear guest. In fact, I want nothing more than for us to get along. Why don't you make yourself comfortable? Here, take a seat on my tentacle here, and I promise it will be quite comfortable. See? Isn't this nice? Here, let me curl my tentacle up so you can rest your head against it as well. There. Is there anything else I can do to make you more comfortable? Is the water here too cold? I can warm the area with my magic if you wish, just like I can create this bubble for you to breathe. Oh, this temperature is fine. Good. Now, let me just rock you back and forth with my tentacles. Back and forth, back and forth. That feels nice, right? Good. Just relax into my gentle rhythm. I know you were scared in the storm, but you're safe now. You don't have to worry about anything. Just relax and enjoy how it feels. I can use my tentacles to massage your neck as well. Just like this. Is that too rough? I can be more gentle if you want. Whatever makes you more comfortable. I want you to be at ease. I want you to relax. I want all the fear and worry to just melt away until only comfort is left. How's that, dear? Are you relaxed? Am I making you feel good? Good. Just let me know if there's anything else that I can do to make you more comfortable. It really is nice to have a companion after so long. I must confess that I get rather lonely down here. The chance to have someone to speak to after so long is definitely a welcome one. Such a generous gift the sea has brought me, and such a handsome one. May I get closer and look at you? It's been so long since I've seen a human man. Oh, thank you. Yes. You really are a handsome one. Such a strong body. Yet so relaxed and helpless for me. Shh. Don't worry about anything. Just relax. There's nothing to harm you here. It's okay to relax. It's okay to be helpless. You're safe with me. You don't have to be afraid. You just have to let me care for you. You're safe. With me, you don't have to be afraid. You just have to let me care for you. Good. Good, dear guest. It makes me so happy to see you relaxed. It makes me so happy for you to trust me and let go. It feels good for you to let go, doesn't it? It feels good for you to relax even more. Oh dear, you almost fell off my tentacle. We can't have that. I'll just have to wrap you up so that I can keep you safe and relaxed. No, don't worry, my tentacles will be so gentle as they wind around your limbs. See? This isn't too tight, is it? Good. That's right. This feels good. It feels so good for you to relax and let my tentacles embrace you. We're pressed rather close together now, aren't we? Having such a delicious gift in my arms, it's almost too much for me. Seeing you so relaxed and vulnerable is already so wonderful. I can only imagine how beautiful you'll be lost in pleasure. Don't struggle. Just let me taste you. Hey, I said stop struggling. Did you forget I'm the one who saved your life? You would have drowned had I not saved you. That means you belong to me now. Your life is mine. Your body is mine. And you can't deny me anything. Fine, if you're still going to struggle, I'll show you that I don't have to be sweet. Yes, that's a beautiful look as well. The panic filling your eyes as you realize that you can't breathe anymore is just exquisite. Did you forget that you're in the ocean? You only had breath because I gave it to you. It's only natural that I can take it away as well, isn't it? Are you trying to speak? To beg? You brought this on yourself, dear pet. This is all because you were so ungrateful. If you had just accepted that you belonged to me, this wouldn't have happened. Now, when I restore your breath, I don't want to hear you complain. I don't want to hear you protest. I don't even want to hear you beg. Not yet, at least. All I want to hear is your gratitude. I want you to thank me for saving you, and I want you to swear that you'll do it. And I want you to swear that you'll be a good pet and do everything that I say from now on. Not if you understand, pet. Good boy. Now, I'll show you how kind I can be by giving you your life once again. There. Now, What do you say when mistress so generously gives you back your pathetic life? Good boy. I see you understand your place now. There's no need for struggling anymore. Right? Good. Now you can just relax and enjoy this. If you're bad, you'll be punished just like that. But if you're good, I can make you feel so much pleasure. Just like this. Do you like that? Do you like the way that my tentacles feel wrapping around your cock? Just give yourself to the feeling. Just enjoy the way each of my suckers so sweetly presses against you, like a dozen little kisses running all over your cock. This is a feeling that no one else can give you, and pleasure that only I can provide. Just relax and enjoy it. Just accept that you're mine. Given, and I can give you so much pleasure. I can make you feel things you've never imagined. Just submit and give yourself to me. Good boy. Just relax and let the fear drain away. Let yourself give in to the pleasure. Forget about everything else and focus on the wonderful feelings flowing into you every time I squeeze and stroke you. Forget about everything else and focus on the wonderful feelings flowing into you every time I squeeze and stroke you. I can make you feel more than this. I can fulfill desires you never knew you had. Let's start with this. Oh, did that surprise you? You're not used to feeling this slimy tentacle rubbing all over your ass. Don't worry, dear pet. I'll be gentle. Well, at least at first. Let's prepare you with a little teasing. How does that feel? Is it nice to feel my slippery tentacle brushing against your tight little hole? Oh dear, if you clench up so much, it'll be hard for me to slip inside you. I'd have to be so much rougher, and we wouldn't want that now, would we? No, of course not. Just relax, and let me spread your adorable little cheeks wide open for me. It'll make you nice and wet with my slime. And then... Oh my, you're making such lovely whimpers, pet. I told you I could make you feel things you've never felt before, didn't I? No one else could ever claim your body in the ways I can. No one else could possibly give you this. No, it's no use begging. I won't stop. This is far, far too lovely for me to stop. Especially when I'm not anywhere near done with you yet. Besides, I know it feels good for you. Even if you try to deny it, even if you beg me to stop, I can still feel your cock twitch and throb against my tentacles every time I push into your ass. See? Every time I slowly press in, you throb against my tentacles, working on stroking your cock. And every time I pull out, your muscles tighten up, almost as if your body is begging me to stay inside you. Even if you say you don't want it, your body is honest. It tells me everything I need to hear. In fact, I don't think I even need to hear anything from your mouth anymore. As adorable as your moans are, I think you'll be even more adorable if my tentacles plug up that hole as well. There! Now you're all filled up. And I was right. Your voice is even cuter when you're desperately trying not to choke on my tentacle. This is so, so hot. Oh, you're so beautiful in my arms. So perfect. Oh dear, I was trying to take it slow, but you're making me so excited. I just can't help it anymore. I need to see you lose yourself in pleasure. Will this do it? If I press deeper against your tight little asshole, will that make you lose yourself? Yes! Oh, you're squirming so much. Oh, you love it when I touch that spot, don't you? You love it when my tentacles thrust deep into you over and over and over again. Your cock is practically bursting now. I can feel it quivering with every stroke. Just give into it. Give into this pleasure and come for me. Oh, let me see you come. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, you're spilling so much out. Oh, gods, it's beautiful. Don't stop. Oh, don't stop emptying yourself into my tentacles. Feel my tentacle deep in your ass and give me every last drop of that human cum. Oh, let it all out. Oh, yes. Yes, you came so much for me. Just let me look at you for a minute. Wow, you are gorgeous like this. Your mouth hanging open with pleasure, your eyes glazed over, your whole body still quivering. It feels so, so good to know that I'm the one who did this to you. I made you feel like this. I gave you pleasure that no one else ever could. You understand that now, right? You understand that you belong to me. And you understand how lucky you are to be mine, right, Pet? Good, Pet. I'm so happy you understand. Now that you realize how lucky you are, well, there's nothing left to get in the way of our happiness. I'll keep you safe here, lost in my pleasure for the rest of your life. The sea gave you to me, and now you're mine forever.